already know these are the pieces of Lady V. I am the one and the only, feeling so classy and always feel sassy. Hey, welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Man, it is 21 questions, and oh my gosh, I hope that you guys are ready for this fabulous, fabulous feature that's going on. Hey, whatever we doing, baby, we is in the building, and we going to get it in regardless, okay? So we hope that you guys are ready to enjoy the show. That is what we going to do. We hope that you guys are ready to enjoy the show, because tonight we do have, or should I say, we're supposed to have a feature, our feature of the month coming on. So hopefully she'll be in the Playhouse very, very soon to come and rock out with you guys and share her story and give you some insight about these good books, because we all know ain't nothing like a good book, right? So, man, I hope that you guys are enjoying your day, enjoying your evening, you know, having a good relaxing day. Man, I know some of y'all been watching the debate, and some of y'all watching football, and some of y'all just chilling, okay? Whatever it is, I'm glad that you guys are in the Playhouse with us. That's what we are, you know? We glad that you're here. So, man, you already know, before we can get this show on the move, you already know what to do, baby. You got to share out that show, okay? We need you to share out the show. Let your friends and family know that the Playhouse is definitely where they want to be, okay? Because it's where the grown and the sexy play, baby. And we definitely grown, and we oh so sexy, okay? So we need them to come on in the Playhouse, get in where they fit in, because it's about to go down right here in the Playhouse, okay? So, hey, y'all already know, like I said, I'm Lady V, the one and the only. So, man, I hope that you guys are ready for a fabulous show. Man, get in, get settled in. You can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. Hey, we can't wait to see you. We can't wait to talk to you. Some of y'all already got your questions in and all that good stuff. So if you still got questions for our feature of the month, you know, if she comes on in, hey, get those in. You can inbox us on Facebook on the Fast Life on the Move page, or you can inbox us on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, but Instagram. Sorry, y'all. Instagram. On the Fast Life on the Move page as well. Or you can inbox us right here in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. You can do that as well to get your questions answered, okay? It don't matter what it is, baby. If you want to know, we want you to know, okay? So come on in, get settled in, get situated, all that good stuff. Hey, we here. We ready for you. So we're going to get this show, you know, started. And all that stuff. So, hey, get in where you fit in. 563-999-3443. Make sure you hit all those follow buttons on all social media platforms. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. This is 21 questions, and I am Miss Lady V.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why?
Yeah,
why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. As long as love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that you speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Trust in me.
wanna hold you so much. As long as love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Yep. Give me that feeling, baby, that old-fashioned feeling. Sometimes that's what we need, baby. Sometimes that is what we need, is that old-fashioned feeling. I don't know about you, but, hey, some of that old-fashioned love, there ain't nothing wrong with that. And so y'all already know that in the Playhouse, sometimes you just never know what's going to happen, how it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? And things happen, life happens, and that's okay. But guess what? The show must continue to go on, and we got to do what it is that we got to do. So, man, welcome to the Playhouse. That's all I'm going to say. We are going to open up the topic. We are going to talk about that old-fashioned loving. That old-fashioned love, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to put a couple, you know, topics out there, you know what I'm saying? We just going to bounce back and forth and some ideas and all that good stuff and actually give y'all something to hold on to and to actually, you know, because right now, I do have to say this, right now we are in a time of a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of hate, you know, and right now we just need to bring some love back into our lives. You know, we frustrated because we can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. You know, it's a lot of things going on. And sometimes we just need to know that there's some love somewhere. Somewhere. Some love and some laughter. So guess what? You're going to get all of that right here in the Playhouse because that's what we do. We're going to give you some love and we're going to give you some laughter. Okay? So tonight we're going to open it up for just a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? We are going to open it up for a few minutes because our special guest of the evening is not available this evening, and that's okay because the show must go on because that's what we do, right? So, hey, there is nothing when you have a fabulous and a wonderful team who is always there to back you up and, you know, be in the mix when it's time and give you great, great, great ideas and throw stuff at you and all that stuff and say, hey, we in a crisis. Let's go. So, man, I cannot do this without my team because y'all already know Lady V is nothing without her team, okay? Believe that. I am nothing without my team. I could not do half the stuff that I do without my team. And so I'm very, very grateful to be able to have them a part of Fast Life. And to have them just part of me, because that's what they are. They're my family. They're my family. And sometimes I get to share my family with you, okay? So y'all already know, let me bring my family in. Let me bring my family in, because you already know. So, you know how I like to say it? A queen is not a queen without a king, and a king is not a king without his queen. So you already know I got to bring in the king. Got to bring in the king, Mr. Venom. Hey, King, how are you?
What's going on? I'm good. I am good. What's happening with you?
Man, I am blessed and highly favored. You know, glad that you're in the building with us this evening.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I had to join the party, you know, and just come
well,
and
I'm
have
glad
some
that
fun,
you
know. Yeah.
I'm glad that you did. And so you said fun. You said fun. That's what you just said. That is what you just said, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you already
sure
know.
Did.
That's right. You already know. It ain't no fun if we can't bring our mama into it, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Gotta do
y'all
it.
Y'all all know. Man, you gotta do it. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't have no mama figure for your team, y'all better get you one. But you can't have ours. That's all I'm gonna say. You can't have ours, okay? But you better get you
get
one.
Your
baby.
Get your own. Get your
own. Hey, what they say, what that commercial say? No, my brother. You got to get your own. Yes, Lord, baby, we going back into the days. Y'all know how it is. So, look, we got to bring our mama, our queen, into the building. You already know. It ain't no other than misbehaving herself.
Good evening, family.
What's happening, Miss B?
I tell you, why do I always have to be the den mother everywhere I go? I tried to get a job at a hoe house, and down they done made me the damn housekeeper. out, don't it? I'm everybody's mama, grandma, auntie. Okay. How y'all doing today?
We are fabulous, Queen. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I had a pretty good day today. I worked on some crafts again all day today and feeling pretty good about how it's coming along. And I'm working on a piece for domestic violence awareness.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
look at that.
Yeah, that's
so that means
this month.
We don't get to hear that soon.
Well, now when I said peace, now I wasn't speaking of a spit, but I am working on a spit for domestic violence. But I was speaking at the moment about an artwork piece, the visual art, the 3D art.
That's right.
An art piece, and the color is purple, and purple. I always love purple, and a lot of people do. And so I'm really having fun creating a piece, even though it's centered around a very sad subject matter. But so that's what I've been working on today.
Right on.
Well, I will say this: I would love to see the outcome of it.
Oh, and you will. I'm gonna post it. I kind of want to do something like an infomercial, I just had a couple of other ideas of ways to present it, because of the subject matter itself, and I really want to kind of address it,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you'll see it. Yeah. I'm practically through with it, really.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought that up too, Mama. Like, I'm glad that you're talking about the domestic violence. And because it's for those who don't know, this is also Domestic Violence Awareness as well as Breast Cancer Month too. So,
right.
We talk about everything on this network. But sometimes we do talk about the bad part of it. But tonight, I think we're going to talk about the good part of it. Because there is a lot of domestic violence going on. And so we're still going to tribute to that and talk about that. But we're going to spin it. We're going to put a spin on it. And we're going to talk about that old school loving. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that old school loving mean to you? And how do y'all feel that it can actually stop the domestic violence? That's going to be our topic on the evening. We're going to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? Is that cool with y'all? Is that cool with my team? Is that cool with y'all?
Mm-hmm. Sure. That would be.
Right on. Because I know that if anybody know about that old school loving, it's definitely y'all. It's definitely us. I ain't too good on new school loving, but I'll try. But I ain't too good on that subject. But that old school loving, I'm all right with that. So that's what the topic is tonight, man, is old school loving. What does it mean to you? How do you feel like it can stop some of this domestic violence? Like, do you feel like it could be a part of it? Do you feel like it could stop some of it? What do you feel like? We want to know. We want to know. We want to know. So we're going to talk about that and get in on that good old topic. And if you want to chime in, you got a few more minutes to get in where you fit in, baby, before we say good night. Okay? So come on in the Playhouse. Get in where you fit in. 563-999-3443. That is the number. Again, 563-999-3443. 443. Call on in and get in on this subject. So, whichever one of y'all feel like y'all want to chime in and share y'all's views and your piece, please feel free to do that.
Well, I guess since I go first. Back the farthest. Oh, you go first? Go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to go first, Ms. B, ladies first.
Well, I mean, it's the age before beauty. Well, either way, I'm first.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. See? You're dang right.
Well, I say, me being the oldest of us that are speaking right now, I go back even farther. When you say the old school type of love, more so even because I was raised by my grandparents. So that set me back a whole generation. You know, I wasn't even raised the way the generation that I belong to was raised. I was raised the way my grandparents was raised. Now, I'm 64. You do the math, okay? So, in my day when we were courting, we called it, things were monitored and more structured. Say let's go into a little bit of the domestic thing. There are young ladies now that are actually being abused by boyfriends and being taken back home to their parents. There's no way in the world no man, young man, would have come home with me and gave me back to my granddaddy in any kind of shape that he didn't leave there with me.
Come on.
The parents are getting much younger themselves. The kids, young teens, are witnessing abuse with their own parents. So they become adjusted to a certain something, whereas in my case, I did as well, but it had an adverse effect on me. It became something that I would be adamant about not allowing. Men and ladies were more gentlemen and ladies. You know, it was just a certain way a man would carry himself around a woman and a certain way a woman would carry herself around a man. And there were certain things my granddaddy would not allow. I mean, that sagging pants thing, it's no way in the world a young man would have ever darkened my granddaddy's door talking about seeing his granddaughter or be in front of my grandmother, which was his wife, with his pants down without my granddaddy addressing it. Back then, the men were men. And they were respected, if not feared, you know, by even other adults, not just the kids. They just, and then too, in the Black community, you would notice that it's a certain amount of respect an elder is going to get out of the community, you know, at times, you know. So, because they can cut the food all they want to out there, but you better not mess with the grandma. Don't do that. They're protective of us. And our kings have really gotten away from being our protector, and they're more the ones we are fearing. And that's not a good thing. That should be the one we should be able to run to, not from. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of. I don't know what the anger is in young men nowadays, because if they stay more focused on something more positive, they wouldn't be somewhere worried about whatever's worrying them enough to want to abuse their mate. So, you know, that old time love, I'm really for that. A whole lot of stuff in the new world, the new whatever they got going on around. And I have to tell these young people, the way they carry on, you did not discover, invent, promise you, you didn't. Anything y'all think about doing, we done already did it. We just weren't doing it on the internet. You know, so sit down somewhere. Just go somewhere and sit down. You know, it's just so much. It needs to be some structure. There needs to be some men around to deal with these young men. because a lot of them are becoming men before they become a man. You know, they're put in position to have to become the head of the household. You know, our men are being killed, our fathers, our brothers, and et cetera, who would be the one that would be the head of the house. This young teen has to take on this position, you know. So by the time a woman get him out there, she getting a whole nother kind of something to have to deal with, you know. So you got that factored into it, you know. Same way with the young girls, or it's like the teenage pregnancies and et cetera. Well, in my day, it was a taboo. It was something to be frowned upon. It's a comfortable lifestyle now. We need some complete family unit. We at least attempt to have one. I became a widow. It was my intentions to have a complete family unit. I was married when I had my baby, but I became a widow when she was only 4 months old. So I still ended up being a single parent. So there are situations that will put us in position where we have to be a single parent. But then there are things that are a little bit more in our control, and we need to start controlling them. I feel. I mean, folks do what they want to do. As long as you ain't asking me to babysit, I don't care. But, you know, I'm just saying, in the long run, not having a complete family structure is a lot of what's going on, you know. And, you know, so then you got other factors out here. You know, you got the drugs and, you know, things that people indulge in that they have no control over. So it controls them. So it's just not no one something. It's just a collection of things, or one thing, or something that might take somebody else off the deep end. The other person adjusts and keep on rolling. So, you know, and then it's a matter of allowance as well. You know, some people will. My grandmother told me when my husband proposed to me. Other than the fact, I laughed in his face. I said, "What?" But anyway, so I asked my grandma the next day. I said, "Grandma, I said, Jack asked me to marry him." She looked at me. She said, "Okay." I said, "What am I supposed to do?" She said, "You marry whoever asks you, but what you do is weigh the pros and the cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, go with it." She said, "Because you're going to always put up with something. You just have to know what you're going to put up with." Because some people can't tolerate an alcoholic, can't stand one. Some people have one. When he get drunk, they put him in the back room, close the door, and go about their business. You know, it's just certain things that will be tolerable that you really would prefer not to have to deal with. But, okay, I can live with that. But then there are some things that you just, and if you're adamant about dealing with it, then don't. And any type of abuse is one of them that I think a woman should never, you know, so. You know, but I guess I've gotten my what they're giving us 15 seconds on to you, King.
I was learning some things. I mean, for me, you know, I always look at, history, you know, and my family alone, you know, like my mom and dad was married almost 40 years and they had their ups and downs, you know, but it's how you dealt with them, you know, and it's if you don't communicate correctly, then you're going to set yourself up for failure. And you have to remember there's no I in team. So it's like when you consider yourself the team, you know, you work with that person, good or bad, right or wrong, you got each other's back, you know. Mm-hmm. And but you have to be willing to communicate, willing to talk to mm-hmm. each other, willing to understand, because with domestic violence, that's where I draw a big line, because people, whether it's male or female, can be affected by it. Whether yeah. it's a female who, you know, is smart mouth or whatever, a male should never put his hands on a female, you know, at no given time, you know. I mean, it might be a point where a female be like tempting you to just do it, you know, and you just got to be man enough to like, I'm out and walk.
Yeah. And I don't like when females test the man's manhood that way.
I've seen them push him
and I go, come on, girl, chill. You know,
because they will do
no
it.
No way you're taking him.
Yeah. And then they wonder why, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And then too, you do have some females, we was having a conversation just the other day, get off on being hit. They like it.
Yeah.
And that right there to me is mind boggling, because it's like, you know, if you didn't have a crooked nose or a jacked up jaw, you're going to have one now, you know? And
right.
it's like, why go through all of that? That pain
right.
and anguish when you don't have to, when you can be filled with love and be healed and just look in each other's eyes and know, like, you're taken care of, you know? But some people don't look at it that way. And you have some females, truth be told, some males, exactly, they're into possessions, what they have,
uh-huh.
what they got.
Mm-hmm.
And,
uh-huh.
you know, and they're not building, they're building their relationships are on sand, you know, that can be easily
mm-hmm.
washed away instead of a serious
right.
foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how you get out, you know, because when a problem comes, when a storm does arise, that house you done built on that sand is going to fall in the ocean as well, you know. But if you put it on a solid foundation, that house is going to stand the test of time, you know. And you just, as a male, you have to know your limit. You have to know that there is no place to be putting your hands on a female. There is no place, if you're that angry, take a walk, come back. Because it's better you take a walk and come back than to have you hit a female, she hit her head, she dies, you going to jail.
Yeah.
The cops ain't gonna ask what happened. They're not going to ask what happened. You hit a female. She hit her head. She can't say, oh, I was messing with him first. She can't say none of that. So now you're getting arrested for losing your temper, and you didn't have to. And so, I, for me, as a male, I've always looked at that and said, you know what? That right there is eye-opening for me, due to the fact that as a male, you have to know that you can just walk away from a situation. You have to know that you can just say, you know what, this is not worth it, you know, because trust me, just like women can say, men can say the same thing, there's plenty of fish in the sea. So mm-hmm. where this female is acting crazy and trying to get you to hit her, there's another female who would love and cherish you.
Right.
Another male that would love mm-hmm. and cherish you. Yeah. So
but then
it's like, come on,
you know, I've seen cases where a man might abuse a wife or significant other in a relationship or marriage, and then go to another relationship and never touch that woman.
Yeah,
I saw that. And so what, why do you handle the two different women, the two women differently? Because I'm pretty sure you got angry at this woman at some point in time. You know, mm-hmm. but sometimes the abuser, the stuff that they do strike out about is so minute. It ain't like they caught you in the bed with somebody. You know, just so.
I believe, honestly, it's really just the person, because I believe that we are a product of each other, but things happen to us that we allow. Because if we don't allow these things, they won't just, you know what I'm saying? They won't just happen.
Yeah.
People will do things that you allow them to do to you. So I feel like when it comes to certain things like that, I believe that if she may have, he did it once, she allowed that. And so when she allowed it the first time, you opened the door for him or for her to do it over and over again
mm-hmm.
until you say no
yeah.
more.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas
right.
he moved on to somebody else, but her personality, because every woman, every man demands something different. And people know that line that they can cross with certain people. You know? And I say that
mm-hmm.
because I look at a lot of things. I put myself into a lot of different positions, especially as being a life coach, but I have to, and I have to realize that because of who I am, I noticed that people will respect me more than they will respect somebody else that's standing right next to me. And it's not that we're different. It's not that we're, you know what I'm saying? It's just the
mm-hmm.
fact that we carry ourselves differently. And so they
right.
know, I can't try that with Lady Z because Lady Z not going for that. But I might be able to get this one off on her, you know, because of X, Y, and Z. You know, whatever that reason or whatever that sign that they were spitting out. So people know, and a lot of people will play on that. Because remember, people play on our weaknesses.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how the enemy works as well. They play on our weaknesses. And if you are weak in certain areas and people can see that, then, yeah, they'll play on that because you allowed that to happen. But if you're not going to allow that to happen, then it's not going to happen. So a lot of times he may beat on his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, but and then go to somebody else after she leaves or after he leaves and says, I don't want to do this no more, I don't want this person no more, whatever, and go to the next, that person, you know, he not going to do that with, because he already know that she might kill him.
Well,
story might go a little bit differently.
Like my father, he's deceased as well as my mother, but he was very abusive, and so my mother separated from him when I was 8 years old, but I was there long enough and old enough to witness quite a bit of the abuse firsthand. But we left, we went to another state. He was all the way up there in New Jersey. We come to the South, and he got with another woman and everything. And come calling me one night, you know, I'm an adult and probably was married too by then. Talking about he done got stabbed and here I would have fought. I said, let me tell you something. Don't be up there putting out nothing, because I ain't seeing about nothing. You let him see up there. But he left with one eye, you know, but, you know, she wasn't going to put up with it, evidently. You know, my mother, if she did fight that, she never put no eye out or put me in a hot pill. Yeah.
No, and that's how it goes sometimes, and it is bad, you know, that people's mentality have to be like that, but that's, I guess that's how we are, you know, as people, as humans, you know. I just believe that if you are a victim of domestic violence, there is a way out. There is a way out. And I also want people to understand that domestic violence isn't always physical. A lot of times it's emotional, it's mental, you know, and I want people to understand as well that if you are being mentally abused, a lot of times that's 10 times worse than physical abuse, because you have to remember that physical abuse, if you make it through it, those wounds will heal. That mental abuse, those wounds will never heal. Like, it takes a very long, years and decades for those type of emotional wounds to heal, unless you are strong enough to be able to get through those times. And, you know, I have to say that because for me, I didn't know I was a victim of abuse until I was a victim of abuse. I didn't know that. But then when I realized that it was my mental, just because he wasn't beating on me, don't mean that I wasn't being abused, because it was more mentally. And then I had to understand that if had I not went into my spiritual realm, I would be really jacked up right now, like literally. Not saying that because I'm not strong enough, because I am, and everybody who knows me know I'm super duper strong, but still as a human, I'm still human, and a lot of times just because we're strong and we present ourselves strong on the outside, a lot of times we're breaking and we're crushing on the inside, and it don't matter how strong we are.
Right.
You know, so I believe that, you know, a lot of times we have to remember that too, that our mental is, man, we got to keep that intact, because without our mental, we just mush. We just crazy.
I tell you, nothing like a peace of mind.
Man, come on now.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Like, I would not trade my peace to save my soul. I mean, I just, it's nothing like it, like you said, Ms. V. It's nothing like your peace of mind and your peace.
Yeah.
And when you have
I'm not going to trade my peace of mind just to get a peace in mind.
Okay.
That's real.
It ain't worth it.
If you missed it, it went over your head, but think about it. Think about it for a long and hard, for just a moment, okay?
that's real.
Like, it really is. Like, I don't, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and the thing was, they said that they were tired of falling in love. And I said, no, they were scared to fall in love with people anymore. And it really plays with this topic right here, because I said, for me, I said, the problem is we don't date anymore. We don't court each other. We don't do any of those things. We don't communicate. We don't find out. We just hop in the bed, up and down, side side, and then we call it love because it was a good piece, when you don't even know it was probably only supposed to be for a piece of a night, not for a piece of eternity. You know what I'm saying? Not for a lifetime, not for tomorrow, but because it was so good to you at that moment, you called it love.
Well, yeah, a lot of times it's infatuation, and it's infatuation and lust will be mistaken for love.
All the time.
Once both of those things are quenched, then what are you left with? Like, right.
Man.
Yeah. But you know what I was saying the other day? They had posted, somebody had posted a post of this lady that had gotten married after meeting someone online within that month. And oh, how blessed she was and everything. So the question was, could you marry someone that you met like that fast?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, maybe that might be how we need to do it. Let's do it backwards. Let's go on and marry. Then now we're married. Now we're having sex morally and legally. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you have them in a position now where you can find out the material because he is a husband. When he's courting you, he's going to be everything, or professed to be everything, until he becomes that husband, then it's a different thing. So you're doing all that. So just go on and marry. Stay married. You can get it annulled in, 6 months to a year? Just go on and get married from the jump. Okay. So if you get pregnant, well, you can prevent that too, and then things do happen. But say you got pregnant. Your child is legal, you know. You can now say, I have been married, and y'all just go y'all separate ways and be through with it. Instead of going the other way, do all that courting and dating for 2 or 3 years, get married, spend all kind of money or whatever, got 3 or 4 children, now you got to go get a divorce, you got to go through a custody battle, you got to do all that, you got to split this and split that. So just do it that way. And I think that might work.
Hey.
Mary.
You know, when you think about it that way, you'd be like, well, that's interesting. For real, like, you know what I'm saying? It's all about opening your mind to new and different things. Because for me, I always felt like you really kind of should live together. You know what I'm saying? Like, to even see if you gonna make it. Like, and doing it that way, it's like you jumped into it, you got married, now y'all living together, y'all doing it the godly way. And if it doesn't, you know, those few months, if it don't work, then it don't work. And if it do, then right on. I mean, you just keep going. Because you're learning something about each other that whole time, but man, that'll be different, you know?
Yeah,
it's like that Married on Fight or Married at First Sight or whatever that show is. I don't know.
If you smitten or infatuated or lusting after each other equally enough for somebody to ask and somebody to say yes, then you know. Then just go on and do it that way, and just be through with it, and just, you know, get it annulled and call it a day. But I'll give it a ring up another point, but slip my mind. Huh?
I was asking King what he thought about that from a man's point of view.
Oh.
From a man's point of view, ain't nobody dumb enough. That's dumb. If you're a male or a female, to marry somebody after 1 month.
And they do it, though.
Yeah?
That's me fool in Vegas. They meet in Vegas and marry in Vegas.
Because
it is.
Because you haven't even the surface of a person. Personality yet in that much time, you know, and in a month, and then you marrying, you don't even know nothing about the person.
Yeah, because they're going on that lust and infatuation and stuff. Because like with dating, for me, all that going out to dinner and to a play and to a movie, no. Let's go to a spade game. I want to see how you act in a spade game. I want to see what your temperament is like. That's what I need to see. Let's go
to a steakhouse.
Let me see how you think, how you calculate, how you work with others. Don't take me to meet your mama and your daddy, and they done got dressed up and expecting to see me. Take me to the family reunion. I want to see that crazy uncle or that fresh, managed uncle. I want to see that drunk auntie that don't know how to act and will tell everybody as soon as she had two or three drinks. I want to see. That's what I want to know. I want to know all that. All that other you put on a TV kind of thing across the table, grinning at me over counter light. I ain't studying that. I want to see the real you. And that's how I'm going to see you.
Yeah, because see, in a month's time, you have not even found out his likes and dislikes, what ticks him off. You getting married to this person in 1 week, you can find all that out because it's going to all come out. You going to do something one day, and then all of a sudden, it's like, rah, you didn't even know he had that temperament, because in a month, you're on your best behavior, your P's and Q's. Hey, baby, how you doing? Oh, he's so nice. Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's just what I'm looking for. No, she ain't. She didn't tell you that she was in a mental institution for 3 years, you know. She didn't tell you that he got locked up for killing somebody. He just got told you he was in jail, but I was in jail for petty crime. No, this fool done killed some people, man. What the heck you doing? Did you not know that?
Yeah. A lot of people don't, because they never do their background. Like, they never do their background checks and, you know, trying to find out or nothing, you know. I hate to tell y'all, but Google really is your friend. You can Google anybody. Real talk. You can Google a person if you know what you're looking for. And sometimes it's okay to Google the person that you dating, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that's that person. Because remember, it's a lot of people out here being catfished.
Oh, yeah.
Sicilian.
I never have been or tried to, but, yeah, I didn't know what they were talking about. If I said catfish, I'm thinking about them to eat. But I said, I say, folks. And then I say, folks do that? Because those kind of things, you know, I'm new to the internet world and the dating internet thing anyway. So I was just straight up, because when I first got on the computer, that's how I got on there. My daughter put me on a date site just after she graduated, and she was leaving me alone. She said, okay, Mama, let me put you on a date site. I mean, so, okay, so I get on there. And in my mindset, there were people on there that were just like me, looking for, they was looking for all kind of things that I wasn't trying to put on there. You know, I'm going, what in the world, you know, is going on? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, okay, you know. So the internet dating thing, all it does is bring the crazy to you sooner and faster from farther away. That's all it does. It don't eliminate the fact that they cutting the pool out there.
Already, I have to agree with y'all on that. Look here, y'all. We're going to take a small little break, get us something to drink. We're going to come back. We're going to get in on this topic, though. Like, we're going to keep talking about this topic just for a little bit longer. And then we're going to get up out of here. But I wanted to definitely, in this break, you know, this is domestic violence time. So during this break, you will definitely hear a piece, from the King, who actually talks about domestic abuse. domestic violence.
Okay.
So yes, we gonna play that track too. So man, we hope that you guys are enjoying the show, because that's what it's all about, man. It's about enjoying the show. I want to thank those who are tuned in as well and inboxing as well. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. We greatly appreciate it. We're glad that y'all enjoying this topic. Man, somebody said they are really, they said, oh my gosh, Lady Z, I'm learning something tonight. Now it makes me want to date again. All right. Help. That's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? For some people, you know, that y'all been hurt so much that y'all are afraid of dating, but hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. So, we're going to play the song, but I do want you to talk about the piece that about domestic violence, at least tell them what it is, the name of it and all that stuff. So that, and then when we come back, I want to ask you a couple questions about that piece as well.
All right. Well, the title of the piece is called Domestic Violence. It deals with the flip side of what happens in domestic violence when a couple, as a happy couple, they could be cool one minute, and then all of a sudden things go haywire, you know, and whatever she did wrong was taken out on her. But then it also flips to the mental side of the male as to why he did certain things towards her. You know, there's certain aspects of it that really triggers a male, and he'll say the certain words that you'll hear in a piece that makes you, you know, like you make him feel like you're feeling sorry for him and the reason why he's doing it. But it also comes with a little twist towards the end. So we'll see how that goes.
All righty. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a take a commercial break. So I'm going to play y'all some Jaguar Right, man. If y'all want her track, please make sure y'all go to Amazon, you know, or put her name in and go do that. And then we're going to play that joint by Mr. Venom the King. Featuring Say That for Domestic Violence, you know, in tribute to Domestic Violence Month. So, hey, we're glad that you guys are enjoying the show and being educated, because that's what this, you know, that's what this show is all about as well, is getting you educational. So, hey, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. 563-999-3443. That is the number that you can call in on. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. Call on in. Get in where you fit in. It's going down while you're in the playoffs with the family. Al, talking about domestic violence. And that old school loving. That's right. That old school loving. Come on in.
Thank you. I'm
piece is about domestic violence. So let's go. He's upset at the world, and he takes it out on his girl. Drunk of anger, she knows that she's in danger. So she tries to prepare herself before he walks through the door. He yells, "Where's my dinner? Fix me a plate." She said,
"The kids and I already ate. And you said you would be home at 8.
He came down with a heavy hand, thinking he would make her know that he is the man. A strike to her face. The kids see this disgrace. Her mind blacks out and her subconsciousness begins to take over.
"Go on now. Damn it. Put the gun to my head. Go on. Pull the trigger so it sounds loud. You have me taste the blood in my mouth. Strangle me. Go on. Smash my heart to pieces. Make me dependent and feel weak."
When it ends, he says the famous words, "Baby, I'm sorry. It would never happen again." But then she didn't close the pantry door, so he knocked her to the kitchen floor. He might as well
put the knife in my back. Lose your self-control. It's always my fault. So choke me out. Go on. Sleep well. Go to bed. It makes you feel good to hit a woman in the head. You kick my face in with muddy boots. All because you wanted fresh orange juice. And not knowing about the cuts filled with blood. So beat me. Go ahead."
Another time it started because he asked for a cold beer. The switch in his head went off like a bright light, headlights in front of a deer. You see, all she wanted is for him to hold her, to treasure her as his queen, not make another hospital visit. Maybe this time a broken spleen.
Domestic violence needs to stop before another woman dies. Not by fist, but it could be by gunshots. Then he began to black out, and his mind thinks he can stay calm, but he can't. He says,
"I screwed you up for the reason. You see, I cut you deep for the enjoyment. You see, I leave you bleeding for the fact that I can. I give you my pain as a token of my love. I watch you bleed that red gold. In its wake, I see that you're terrified. Your scars will become your memories as your lacerations invite you to cry to me. You see, I really see that you're in discomfort. But wait a minute, baby. I really mean you no harm. I only take the evil and use it to free you from the beautiful body that's tempting you. You see, I want nothing more than to see your last breath escape from your mouth, leaving your tongue cold and dry."
And as his mind turns back towards the very pleasure he gets from hurting her,
"I wait until the tears are gone, and then you know what I do? You know what I do? I reopen the wounds that have dried up. You see, I do this because this is my love. I don't want to see you like this, but a love that is more than what it seems to be. It's not the hurt that I want you to feel, but it's the cost of what it means to love me. You see, I know, wait, baby, listen to me. I know I'm a tormented soul. I'm bound by these chains. I'm not free to be who you really need me to be. You see, I'm only a man that has love, but I love for your blood. Yes, love for your life that will be taken by my knife. As I show you just how scared I am. You see, as I want to do more."
But he hears loud noises in his head, like sirens. and they're telling him to put down the weapon.
But if you can't, if I can't have you, no one's going to have you. We'll always, I mean, we're going to always be together, always.
As the door kicks in, the blade slides across her throat. She falls down to the floor, and the cops grab him. And as he screams out,
"You did this, you whore!"
the cops take him outside, but shots ring out. Their son, standing behind the cops, shoots him in the chest, hitting his heart. Their child was only 4. He said he wanted to protect his mom and do his part as all stood by and watched him take his last breath. Domestic violence must end before another woman is considered next. Say That and Venom Productions. That's that piece.
Wow.
Nice.
Every time I hear, man. It's so, it's deep. It's real deep. Man, I just have to ask you, Venom, like, when you were writing that piece, what did it make you feel and what did it do for you? And why did you choose to write that particular piece?
I'm a very visual person when it comes to my lighting. I have to visualize it, so I could just visualize something and put it into the art form. And so that particular piece really was something that I seen someone who had been abused, and it hurt me. You know, to know like there's really people out there getting abused, getting physically manhandled by, you know, when they don't need to be, and they have no voice, you know, to discuss anything or to say, no, this is not going to happen, you know. And I pretty much had to, you know, just put it into words, and it took me a little minute to gather myself as I was writing it a few times, because it kind of gets a little emotional because, you know, it's certain things that was put in there are depicted from true stories that I did the research on, and I incorporated it into the piece. So, you know, just certain things that may be happening to females right now as we're speaking, you know, and it really gets to a point where certain people have no clue that this is happening in right next door to them. They may not hear it, you know. They may not even see the physical marks. I worked with someone who we had no clue that she was getting, you know, abused by someone, by her, at that time, husband. And until he came to the job to look for her, and me being me, I'm not going to sit there and watch a male put his hands on a female. So it really became, after he did what he was doing to her, I stepped in, and it got to a real violent situation. And so we had no clue, because she always wore clothing that was across her face was never hit. He would beat her in her body, in her ribs, in her chest, in her back. So you never saw her physical attributes of getting abuse, because she always wore the clothing to, you know, hide all of that, and because she didn't want nobody to know. And see, that right there is a telltale sign of help. A female needs help, and it's up to real people, you know, a male or a female, anybody can say, that's none of my business. You need to make it your business, you know, because you could be saving somebody's life. And that's just how it is, you know. And so that piece, you know, and like I said, domestic violence comes in all size, shapes, and forms, because there's women who beat on men as well, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it gets to a point where the male feels he feels as if he the man, and he can't tell anybody that his counterpart is female is beating on him because he's made to look weak, and instead he needs help. And it's a lot there with domestic violence. There's different other, you know, avenues of it, you know, like as you mentioned, emotional, verbal, you know, abuse is very pertinent. You know, you don't have to even be physical. You can just by your words and, you know, your reaction to certain things, a person can just cringe at hearing your voice, that you get, you know, they don't want to get you upset, you know, because there's a punishment. Uh-huh. They get you upset. And, you know, when it's things like that, you know, that's not a real relationship, you know.
Right.
That's not nowhere near what a man and a woman's love is supposed to be for each other. And so,
right,
you know, it just really, to me, that's a sore subject. I love talking about it, you know, so I thank Lady V for putting that, you know, topic out there, you know, because, you know, for me to write that, a lot of people say, well, you a dude, you know, why would you write that? Because we are a cause of it. And, you know, I mean, and a lot of the cause of what's going on, if men don't step up to rectify it and try to fix it, it's never going to get fixed. It's going to always be the same. And it's the same repeated cycle, you know. So as a male, I took it on, you know. No one even, I remember when the first, I used to, that piece right there, and I really want to give a shout out to say that for working with me on it. I wrote the piece. I used to perform the piece by myself at just no other person. I would try to do the female voice, the whole everything. And, you know, you kind of guess how that went, you know. But I, you know, people would still have the same reaction because it's the message behind it. It's not how I was doing it. It's the message behind it. But when I asked her and she said yes, it really brought home the message, you know, in a way that you could feel what she's saying. You can hear it, you know, in her inflection of her voice, and how it affects. You can physically see with your eyes closed what's going on in that household.
Right.
And, you know, and I, that, you know, so I gotta always, you know, give her mad props, because she did the heck out of her part on that piece and brought it to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah. So,
man, we hope that you guys really enjoy that piece, you know, and just took this message to heart. You know, we hope that you guys know that you don't have to accept anything. Love you. Love you first. Because when you can love you, then you can show somebody else how to love you too. Because now you know what you will and will not accept, what you will and will not take, what you, you know, how you gonna move. And stop compromising yourself. See, we don't have to compromise ourselves anymore when we learn how to love us first.
Yeah. That's
so,
true.
Man, I hope, real, like, I really hope that you guys took this message in and got what you needed out of it. And don't, you know that, hey, old school loving, always the best loving, if you ask me. personally. But hey, that's just my personal opinion. Y'all have anything to add to that?
Miss B.
Just the post signing.
Yeah. I agree with everything. You know, this tonight was good because it can help so many people overall, you know. It's just, you know, it's sad that there has to be a domestic violence month. That's what makes it even more, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shouldn't have never been a domestic violent month if this never had occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the same with like cancer awareness. If we didn't ever have cancer, we wouldn't have that. You know, have to worry about it, but we do. So, it's just a part of the time period in which we live in. So, but you know, I hope everyone can get. You know, the real help that they can confide in someone, reach out to the domestic violence hotline, and get that help that they need and get out of that situation. You know, it's maybe people say, I can't get out, it's too hard, he sees what I'm doing, or, you know, no, you can always get out. You got to know what you're willing to sacrifice to get out and make it happen. That's it.
That's so. Right.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I have to add to that.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the piece, and the ending carried a great deal of weight because it showed the extent that it could even go to, you know?
Uh-huh.
That young man had to kill his own father, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very nice too. Yeah.
Thank you.
And presented, I enjoyed it, you know, in spite of the subject matter, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. On that note, Lady V, it's on you.
Alrighty. Well, you know, sometimes you just never know what's going to happen in the playhouse. That's all we're going to say. But hey, we always enjoy coming to you. We always enjoy being able to educate you because that's what it's all about, is being empowered and rich and encouraged to do greater things. And that's our job, is to make sure that, hey, each show, we are bringing that to you, no matter whether we have a guest or not. You know, we do, you know, keep our guest, you know, Lachey Perkins, in your prayers as well. But hopefully tomorrow things will be a better day, and she'll be in the playhouse, you know, educating you about her business and stuff like that, about being an author, a new author. And if not, we still gonna do, because y'all already know, hey, that's what we do. Lady Z gonna put y'all in the game, okay? But we still gonna talk books tomorrow, books, and more books, okay? Because if you are ready to start your career and you are ready to start writing that book and you have questions, well, come on in the playhouse tomorrow. That's what we want you to do. And learn, ask, you know, ask these questions. You know, we want to make sure that you have the right answers, not the wrong answers, and make sure that you are able to start doing what you love to do. And if your story needs to be out there, because everybody got a story, and some of us want to tell our story. So if you want to, if you that person, tomorrow, definitely you want to be in the building for tomorrow, okay? So please make sure y'all come on in tomorrow night for Keeping It Classy, okay? Well, we're going to educate you. Yep, we gonna educate you about books, about being a published author, okay? So make sure y'all come in the building tomorrow for that. And then on Saturday, oh yeah, it is open mic night. That means that no matter what it is that you got, whether it's rapping, singing, poetry, comedy, whatever it is, come on in the building. Come on. Won't you come on in? Bless this mic. Go on and murder it, okay? We want to see what you got to bring your best, not your mediocre. We want you back. So come on in the Playhouse for that on Saturday night. And then on the Sunday, you already know, the King going to bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? That Sunday night quiet from your sensual healing. Man, we hope that you know you guys enjoyed last Sunday because, baby, woo, he was grooving. Guess what? It was on and popping. So, hey, come on in the building for, on Sunday night for your sensual healing. And then y'all already know, next week, don't look for us. Do not look for us. Don't look for us. Because we ain't going to be here. It's Lady B's week. You know it's out. We taking a week off, baby. But we hope that y'all enjoy y'all's Halloween. If you're out there, you know, making sure y'all be safe. But we ain't going to be here. Nope, 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 nope. And nope. And nope. Okay? But we will be back on the 2nd of November to start the month off right. And get your prayer and praise on before this election. Because, man, we don't need it, okay? But you already know God is definitely in control. So, hey, man, I just have to say thank you to my family, man. Ms. B, Mr. Venom. Thank y'all.
Oh, no doubt. New echo.
Coming in, doing what y'all do. I love y'all. Make sure y'all go support, support, support. Man, y'all can find Mr. Venom as well and Mr. Haven, baby. Yes, we're going to bring the funny. We're going to bring the serious. That's what we're going to do. Make sure y'all go out and support, 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 support. And we'll see y'all back here, same place, same time tomorrow. That's what we want y'all to do, okay? So please make sure that y'all are in the building. That's what we want, okay? In the building. So, hey, baby. Oh. Yeah, my computer doing all kind of retarded stuff tonight, but that's all right, baby. We about to get out of here. Y'all ready to go? Y'all ready?
Yeah. Do it.
Right on my fucking face. We out of here, y'all. So, hey, y'all. We love y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow night in the Playhouse. Same place, same time. We love y'all. We out. As always, stay what? Empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things. Good night, love.
Peace.
Just King in the sheets, he's giving me love.